In this bulletin, several areas of Sydney wake to even harsher restrictions after 830 cases were recorded in New South Wales yesterday. Chaos at Kabul Airport continues amid ongoing evacuations. And in sport, Australian world number one Ash Barty claims her fifth title of the year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Residents in Sydney's local government areas of concern are waking up to their first day of even tighter restrictions. Harsher measures, including a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. and a limit of 1 hour exercise daily, began just after midnight for 12 LGAs predominantly in the southwestern and western parts of the city. Hardware stores, office supply stores and other outlets will move to click and collect or delivery only. Masks outdoors are now mandatory across the state. Victorian health authorities are concerned about a COVID-19 outbreak in regional Victoria, with health workers in isolation and the cluster now linked to a Melbourne hospital. Health Minister Martin Foley says the cluster in Shepparton would almost certainly grow beyond the so far 21 cases, with at least two more to be reported today. Mr. Foley denied authorities have lost control of the latest wave, but admit there was great concern about the scale of community transmission. Across the ditch, COVID-19 case numbers are rising in New Zealand, with 21 cases of community transmission recorded yesterday. The total number of cases in the country is 72. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield says over 8,000 contacts have been identified.
Contact tracing, the number of contacts, has increased significantly, something we had expected as we identify more cases and locations of interest. As of 9 o'clock this morning, 8,667 individual contacts had been formally identified, and we expect that will continue to increase through the day as further records are fully processed.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says Australia will not be able to maintain its COVID-zero approach to the pandemic. He's backed the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's claim that restrictions can start to lift once vaccination targets are met, regardless of daily case numbers. Some states and territories are questioning whether it will be possible, warning that modelling is based on low case numbers in the community. Overseas, and Australia has backflipped on its decision to deny visas to more than 100 former security guards who worked at the Australian Embassy in Kabul. The former guards have now been granted visas in another humanitarian category. They were initially told they would not be allowed to apply for special refugee visas reserved for former staff. It comes as Western allies work together to locate each other's entitled personnel. Cole Baker, a British lieutenant based in Kabul, says they are linking up entitled personnel in a bid to get them out as fast as possible.
We've tried to demonstrate as much care and compassion as possible, and really impressed by the young lads and lasses of 16 Air Assault Brigade who have been on the front line dealing with these entitled personnel who are going through a really stressful time. So what we can to provide them as much comfort and reassurance as possible has been done.
To sport, and in tennis in Cincinnati, Australian Ash Barty has claimed her fifth title of the year and her 13th title in total. The world number one defeated Jill Teichmann in straight sets of the Cincinnati Open. Barty did not drop a single set throughout her entire tournament campaign, staying humble in victory.
Thank you very much. First of all, Jill, what a week, mate. This is where you belong. This is your level, and it's been so nice to see you play your best tennis this week. I know that over the next few years you'll win many of these, win many big matches, mate, but it was certainly nice to share the court with you today. So well done to you and your team. To my team, who have been hanging in there with me for a few months now, we've been on the road for near 6 months, and it's been a joy every single day. So thank you so much for you guys for hanging in there with me. It's been awesome. You've kept me in one piece.
Barty has now registered almost 6,300 points on the tour this year. No other player is over 4,000, meaning her world number one spot is fairly secure. And in cycling, Italian rider Damiano Caruso has won stage 9 of the Vuelta a España after a tremendous solo display in the mountains of Andalusia. Reigning champion Primoz Roglic finished second to increase his overall lead. 33-year-old Caruso spent the final 70 kilometres out the front alone. He clung on to win his fourth Grand Tour stage and his first at the Vuelta since 2017.
But I didn't expect the gain. The gap was bigger K by K, and then I still unbelievable what I did. It was an amazing feeling, and repeat this feeling after the Giro, for me, it's incredible.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth, Brisbane and Darwin with a top of 33. Showers in Adelaide and Hobart. Some rain is developing in Canberra. Partly cloudy in Cairns with a top of 29. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos.